What's up, everyone, and welcome to Metalcore Nerds. I am Sean Mott, and today I have with me my wife, my better half, my unofficial manager, background producer, maybe? Love of my life, Sam. Welcome.
Does everyone else just hear Borat? Oh, my wife. What do you mean? Or anytime you read the sled?
My way. What's wrong with Borat? You know?
Good.
Also, Kev Wee Woo. Wee Woo, Wee Woo. I hope that's what it's from, the SpongeBob episode. Thank you for subscribing. That was very nice. What is up, Joe?
Joe.
What's up, Smash? Thank you for the compliment on the shirt. Long time listener, first time caller. You're great. You're a funny guy. You're a funny, funny guy. So, yeah, we're here to talk about Shang-Chi and Legend of the Ten Rings. And who better to be on this episode than you?
And why is that?
Daddy issues, half Asian.
Also, not to mention martial arts master.
Oh, yes. I wish somehow I could have pulled this off of VHS, but Sam does have a VHS copy of her doing karate to the Mortal Kombat soundtrack.
CD, because it skips.
Oh, CD. It's good. It's good stuff. So, she actually could be...
I'm actually taking the Ten Rings.
she's the next one up. She's going to take down Zaire Ling and become the new leader, I think. So if you didn't know, in the title, it says spoiler discussion. So if you haven't seen the movie already, which it seems like everyone else on planet Earth has, we're going to spoil it. So just a fair warning in case some of you did not know in the chat and you were just tuning in because of Sam and not because of me, which is likely. Very likely.
Now it's likely.
I was just joking.
Like, oh, look at the viewers. Has nothing, new subscribers. Yeah. Nothing to do with me.
Can't hear you. You're probably not talking loud enough.
Hello.
Oh, Pooji says hi. Hey, Pooch. Maybe go closer to you.
My son.
Ava, can you hear her better now? Let us know. Let us know.
She's actually just, the sound is off and she's downstairs listening through the vent. That's what she does.
Coffee King, quadruple tasking right now, blasting NSYNC, packing clothes for my trip, watching you and Sam, and watching friends. How are you doing all of that at
Where
once?
Where are you going, more importantly?
Yeah, that's a lot. Better-ish. You just need to talk more into the mic, I think. I don't know. Or be louder. You're loud. Be loud. Just be loud. It's fine.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Smash it, literally top five Marvel film. And I agree. I'm actually going to put Sam on the spot later and try and get to see where it ranks with her.
I should have known to prepare, but...
Well, no, that's your fault, not mine.
It's my fault. I've only listened to like six episodes of your podcast.
I mean, I've never revealed my... I guess I did top five. I did a top five episode like a year ago.
Oh, I guess not on the podcast.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, it's Tyler. Coffee King.
Oh.
Going to NC. Nice.
Chip?
No.
There's too many Tylers. Everyone I met in 2019 was named Tyler.
That's fair.
Actually, 2017.
The dude that has all the new metal merch.
That's what I'm doing.
If I showed you a picture, you would get it. All right, so.
Double spoiler, I don't know names for anybody. Real life, fictional, Marvel. If you're a dog, I can remember it, but other than that.
She knows dogs very well. Dog names very well. That's fair, though. That is fair. So, before we get into our overall thoughts, some people did send some questions about the movie that we're going to ask after that. But I did want to talk about the box office success of the movie because it is very, very important. It was its fourth weekend or week at number one at the box office, which it's the first movie to do it since Tenet, and Tenet, there was nothing else in theaters, so that's kind of hard to say that's anything to be fair. And I believe it's the third Marvel movie to have that many consecutive number one weekends. Black Panther and Guardians, I think, are the other two. There might be another one, but it has become the highest grossing domestically movie for this year, which is awesome. Ooh, Andre, thank you for the follow, my friend.
Hey.
It's likely going to get dethroned by Venom 2 this weekend. It's a pretty safe bet. It only made $13 million last weekend, so it's definitely dethroned as in number one for this weekend. It'll stay it. Yeah, it's not going to dethrone their overall. There's no way Venom's going to make that much money. It'll make a lot of money, but not that much money.
I mean, it's got Tom Hardy, but
Yeah, it's not going to make that much money. There's no way. It's made just over $363 million worldwide. I think it's at like number six or seven. It's only like 12 or 14 million behind Black Widow. So it's going to take Black Widow over or worldwide. It's already taken it over domestically. It's taken over everything this year domestically. So good things for this movie. I know some people were trying to say that it failed the box office, which is insane, especially in the times we live in the box office we live in. It is crushing everyone.
We live in a box office.
We do live in a box office. You're right. You're right. Thank you for all the new follows. I think I got another one in here. Oh, Taco Sheep. Our boy.
Whoa. Can't confirm. You are our boy, though.
Yeah, he is our boy. Andre, you're right. Sequels do bring in the money most of the time. Most of the time. Venom will make money. It's just not going to... I don't think it'll have a better box office even opening weekend than Shang-Chi. But we'll see. I think it'll do very well.
I feel like it's been... Like if they were at least close.
Ooh, Cam. Shout out to Cam for the follow. Thank you, my friend.
Are the boy. Oh, hey, that's who I thought. Hi, Austin.
What's up, Austin? Welcome.
I thought you were the coffee guy this whole time.
Got it mixed up. I know Smash was not a fan of Venom 1. We've talked about it in length in our Twitter group chat that he was not a fan. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. I liked it. Oh, thank you, Cam. Thank you for the subscribe.
Was this a bait and switch? Is it actually just now a Venom?
Yes, it's actually. We're going to talk all about Venom 2, even though I haven't seen it. And we are visiting family this weekend, so I don't know when we're going to see it. So I'm going to have to stay off the internet, I think. Oh, shit. 10 gifted subs. From Wee Woo, Wee Woo, Wee Woo.
This is now ASMR. Does it get us more points?
Maybe. He gifted 10 subs to people.
Don't hit the mic, you
rookie. Ooh. I also like Turtles, Cam.
That's my go-to saying at all my manager's meetings. Wow. Cam's a real one.
Yeah, so everyone out here subscribing and getting subscribed, that's awesome. We're close to a hype train. I don't know much about Twitch, so I know that's cool, but I don't really know what that means, so sorry. I just talk live on a camera.
The train icon's really cute.
It's cool. That's cool. So if anyone else wants to subscribe, get this hype train going. I don't really know what that means. So
if anyone could explain the hype train.
Yeah, you could explain the hype train too. I think Ryan followed us. Ryan Thurston. What's up, Ryan?
Hey.
My man.
How you feeling?
Yeah, I hope you're feeling better, my friend. Cam, you are a real one. Maybe the realest.
My favorite. Maybe tied for like favorite Cam moments in life is one, seeing how many times he could dab in a minute.
Oh my god. That was good. I may have that in video.
And then the second one was when he was like real goofy in the hospital and sent us a video just talking about the Sean Mott shirts and how soft they were and how it was the softest shirt that he had ever worn on his body. It was the nicest fabric.
Yeah. A lot of people did. Other than you doing an amazing job with that surprise gift, a lot of people complimented the shirts a lot. People still do. They're like, I wear it.
Shout out to Print Hub.
Yeah, shout out to Drew.
Is this the longest we've spoken in like a very long time? Because I'm always working.
Kind of. I guess continuously.
Without Ava screaming.
Yes. Oh, man, we're getting Fs in the chat. Because I'm not going to be able to say Venom 2 on opening night. It's all right. We're seeing family. It's good. Yo, Matt. Thank you for the subscribes. Matt Miola. Ooh, hype train incoming. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means, but Matt, it's cool.
We need to talk about the cons.
Ooh, thing. Cons.
But also, we have a belated birthday thing we got to figure out for you and Kat.
We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. So, since we just talked about Venom 2 and hype trains, which we are currently at a level 4 hype train, which, again, I don't know what it means. Where's Dan when you need him? He knows what this shit means. Andre, Cold War Army is because I drink cold water. It's correct.
It's also because you're supposed to wash the shirt in cold water.
Cold water, yes. Yep. Always wash your shirts in cold water. Don't wash it in hot water. That's a mistake. An utter mistake, guys. So, we're going to go into our overall thoughts of Shang-Chi. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I liked it.
That's all you got? I liked it?
I don't know what... I've never heard of this podcast. It's very nice to meet you today. I don't know what you are looking for. I think... Oh, yeah, honestly, definitely top 10, probably top 5. I mean, I have a lot of bias, probably.
That's fine, though.
But we also know that I am the hardest critic, and I hate most things... Not more than Ethan, but...
Oh, definitely not more than Ethan. You like most movies.
I enjoy them, but I don't really get into the, like... Because even after... is it too soon? Do we jump into it?
Yeah, no, you're fine, yeah.
About 10 minutes after the movie, I was like, it was so good, except I do wish it had a hint more grit to it.
Like, what would you wish was more gritty about it?
I don't know. I'm just... I don't know. I like to inflict pain on myself. I needed a little more. But I feel like fair. With the origin story itself, there wasn't time.
Yeah, I mean, the if people know me, if you don't, a lot of things make me cry pretty easily. You know, I cry all the time. Things make me cry pretty easily. And the last few Marvel properties have made me cry, besides Loki. Loki didn't make me cry, even though it's my favorite Marvel TV series so far. Black Widow didn't make me cry, but Endgame, I still can't watch the end. Oh, not enough daddy issues for me? Are you serious?
I think
you meant me. Oh, overall. Oh, okay. That's
you told me not to wiggle this stuff. We got turbulence all over the place.
It's okay. Hmm. It's okay. So Endgame made me cry. Spider-Man Far From Home made me cry, but that's partially because of Endgame, because it ties very, very closely into it. WandaVision made me cry. And Falcon and Winter Soldier made me cry too. So, Shang-Chi made me tear up with the dad stuff, with the Wenwu stuff near the end.
And I maybe fell asleep the second time we went to see it.
It's true. She was tired though. It's not because of the movie.
No, I stayed up longer than I would have if it was any other. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we pulled in the parking lot, and you're like, I'm going to fall asleep. So
I said, I am asleep.
So I knew it was coming. Yeah, I was shocked. I thought you were going to be asleep like a half hour in.
No,
you made it to the end.
31 minutes.
Oh, I thought you made it to the end.
Oh, no, I just don't snore.
Oh, I was very locked in, though, too.
Oh, wait.
Oh, we can talk about
4D.
4D.
Wow.
Yeah, Joe just talked about it. Joe read our minds. Know.
So, has anyone ever seen a 4D movie, minus the people that we went with that are in the group?
They went.
So, never going to a 4D movie. We're, like, sitting through the previews. Had no idea what to expect. We figured it'd be a little, like, it was, like, sitting on... I thought I was going to be, like, sitting on my phone while I got a call and it was vibrating. No. If I was holding a drink, it would have shot out and hit the people in front of me.
Yep.
Stuff was wild. It was almost, like, a little bit distracting, to be honest. So I want to be a little more selective if we ever do 4D again.
Movies, yeah.
But,
definitely not for Marvel movies, because you want to pay attention.
It rained in my eye.
Yeah. It rains on you.
It has that little, like, wind thing, too, but it's a little too close to your ears, and it's just, like, the whole time.
Smash also saw it in 4D first time. That's we had no idea what to expect, and, yeah, it was pretty much like riding a roller coaster and watching a movie simultaneously. I said it was a very It would level be very good. Yeah, whatever that means. Choo choo, there's a cat. We have a cat emoji now. Cool.
Choo choo, there's a cat. It's going to be a meme.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm going to use it as a soundbite, honestly. I'm going to clip that out. But yeah, it's pretty much a roller coaster. And I did not expect. Because it happened, we got them, it worked with the previews, right?
Yeah,
and
the previews were like, we're going to crank this shit up to 11.
And she straight up jumped out of her seat pretty much.
Oh, and I think Ava was like doing something like in the lobby. And then we had all experienced it together. We had like a whole row of us. It was cool. Family.
Family. Also very, makes a lot of sense to this movie, family.
Family. And then Ava, barely being able to touch the ground, got to experience it by herself. We had already gone through it. So funny. I do recommend trying it at least once. And it's not that much more.
No.
I mean, movies are already $400. So
yeah, they're already.
What's 402?
Yeah, they're already expensive. What? I would love to have seen Fast and Furious in 4D. That would have been awesome.
Well. There will be more. Okay, and then there yes. will be 20 more after that.
I think there's two more. That's it. There's two more. Ava says she started doing shots every time you say family. Do it. I want to see how you feel tomorrow when you have to take phone calls. Probably won't be that good for you. Is that all you have about your thoughts about the movie? You just wish it was a little more gritty, but you liked it? Like,
oh, I don't know.
Did you like it or did you love it?
I did love it.
Oh no, we love Fast and Furious. Smash! Yeah, don't get us wrong. This is no slander.
This is another bait and switch.
Yeah,
we're going into Fast and Furious. No slander.
We love Fast and Furious. I watched all of them the week before.
Loves Fast and Furious.
Joe.
Juggalo.
I mean, that's fine. Magnets are tight.
I don't know. Me things. I don't know. I'm not good at this.
I mean, that's it.
I'm really good at talking shit, but I don't know how to.
This is just the icebreaker. We're going to get into questions that are going to have us delve deeper into the movie.
I would like to know if delved is a word. Andre, where are you at? My English teacher, Fran.
I mean, if it's not, it's fine. I'm a podcaster. I can make up words.
That's true.
People make up words all the time.
No, I really liked it. I think choreography, casting, costume, effects. Mm. Well played. Why?
Pay respects to Paul.
Oh.
Our boy. Yeah, people really kind of shit on the VFX in the final battle, which I think you're insane. Because they looked, the dragon scenes looked amazing.
Oh, me just going, dragon.
Yeah, she was stoked as fuck about the dragon, which is fine. Oh, until the soul-sucking dragon came out, and she said, not that dragon. Not that dragon.
Don't go see a movie if I'm in it. I would also like to plug Lego.
They hooked me up with this.
I got confused because it wasn't in the screen. Sean was very stoked on his great one.
The Great Protector.
Yep. That does his mouth move. Oh. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. He's great. Yeah, the choreography is amazing, and it was the same dude who was on Jackie Chan's team, so no shock there. Bill Pope, who did the Matrix movies, did the cinematography.
Okay, the dragon was a little Pixar looking, but
I thought the dragon looked incredibly real. I would say maybe
compared to the other giant water dragons.
Yes, it looked realistic, like how Thanos looks realistic.
I don't know.
I would like the Fu Dogs looked a little Pixar-y, and like the Ninetales.
I could have one of those nine tails.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Fushi, they were so cute. A Fushi would be so pissed. So pissed.
Imagine a corgi nine tail. It's just like nine chicken nuggets.
They are actually corgi tails.
Okay, we're talking about Smog now.
Let's not get in the Lord of the Rings track now. That's too far.
I don't think they're wrong though.
I think the dragon looked really good.
I feel like.
And we just saw it again.
So, at the end, if we hadn't gone through Hollow, right?
Yep.
So, like, because it's in Tallow, I feel like they can get away with it. If it was like in present day, I think I would agree with you more.
Because it is in an alternate universe or pocket dimension. It's not even our universe, Tallow. Yes, it's only gonna get crazier from here on out.
I can't wait to be so confused.
Don't worry, I can explain it to you.
Cool.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Gotcha. I love the movie. No shock to anyone. I pretty much love any Marvel movie, but this one is my number five of all MCU properties, including the series. That's just a whole nother conversation, Tyler. I mean, Lord of the Rings are awesome, but that's a long road to go down. Trying to talk about
Many
Shang-Chi, all
hours,
right? Admit a lot of hours. If
days,
you watch the extended
lots of
versions,
miles.
tons of miles, so much walking, all of the walking.
Get some limbus.
But yeah, I love the movie. Wen Wu's probably up there for one of my favorite MCU villains because you can't get more relatable to that guy than what he just wanted his wife back. That was the whole thing fueling everything. He got tricked by some crazy demon entity that we don't know much about.
Ooh, will that come to like the forefront ever?
I hope so. Eric Voss from New Rockstars has had a theory that what Wanda heard at the post-credit scenes of her kids
Ooh.
might be the same kind of force or dark force. And it did have like purple energy in the neck, and purple energy is kind of linked to the dark dimension and dark magic. Agatha had purple energy, Dormammu purple energy. It could be linked back to the dark dimension,
The old purple neck.
possibly. But yeah, it's like purple shit in his neck, man. Ooh, Ava said top three. I can't. I
I know Winter Soldier has got to be like,
probably your number one, I
yeah.
think. Because for me, it's Endgame,
Oh, the
Winter Soldier,
reveal.
Endgame, Winter Soldier, Infinity War, Guardians, Shang-Chi.
I
It's my top
have
five.
no idea.
It's my top five.
You should have made me write these down. I'm really good at fan casting off the cuff, but
You are really good at fan casting. If you've listened to my X-Men episode, she helped me with a few of those. It's true. It's true. But yeah, the casting is, and Menger Zhang, I think is her name, who plays Xia Ling. It was her first movie ever.
the sister.
Yeah, first movie.
Apparently, she fell in love on that set.
Oh yeah, she like is getting married. Oh, Winter Soldier, Civil War, Shang-Chi for Ava.
I could have guessed that.
Rob, I also have to say to Rob, I was about to bring this up. It's Rob's birthday. Happy birthday, Rob. And
Gonna
also happy
say that.
birther, happy
Birther.
birther, happy birthday to Billy Barber as well. Both have the same birthday. Both big metalcore nerds.
Battle.
Metalcore, whatever.
Birds.
Whatever.
Wait,
Kevin says, I
so.
don't know what ranks for me, but I love the small little Asian things they have in there. Oh, they did it.
Same. So
Birther.
that was mostly choreographed in the style of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and one other 70s, 80s thing I can't
Oh, the
remember.
opening scene?
Their meat
Yeah,
their
yeah.
meat cube.
That, ooh, meat cute. Good drop.
Solid meat cube.
It's a good meat cute. It's a beautiful scene, honestly. Very pretty. It is very Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Not in a bad way, in a very
No,
good
I
way.
think it was like intended to.
Oh yeah.
I
That's
think most of it was supposed to be intended.
homage.
Yeah, them and Jackie Chan and something else. I was real prepared for this like 2 months ago, and I thought I had to do it like the day after because Sean is so type A personality. I was like,
Yeah.
he's gonna stress me out. I'm gonna have to do this straight away. And he's like, no, spoilers.
I feel like I watched Rain of Fire when I was a kid, but I don't remember it. Pretty much anything I watched when I was a kid, it's like I was like, oh, I watched that, but I don't retain anything for some reason. I don't know. Rob said, would absolutely put this next to Iron Man as the best MCU origin film. Agreed.
Ooh, I would say this is the best,
Yeah.
but I have to rewatch Iron Man because I don't
Because
remember it.
Iron Man is so good. And even rewatching it still holds up after all these years, which is
Also feel like
crazy.
Iron Man's like so necessary,
He is, but at the
possibly.
time he wasn't. No one, Iron Man was like a C-level character.
Relatable.
You know? And well, guess I walked into that one. But yeah, Rob, I agree. I would almost I have to rewatch Iron Man and kind of them back to back, because it might be a little recency bias that I would put it over, but it could be like a day of the week kind of thing where one would be over the other.
Depending on your mood.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's an amazing origin movie.
Yeah. Everyone give us your top threes.
Yeah. Yeah. Lay the top three MCU movies on me.
See, like, for me, it's hard because, like.
Oh, yeah. You didn't even say it.
Because I don't know. So, like, for me, it's hard because I'm probably actually more analytical than you.
In MCU, I have like a blind eye. I also like look at movies at most, like I will give like a 3.5 to a movie if I had a good time, even if the movie like isn't a good movie. Like Mortal Kombat.
5 out of 5?
Yeah. Oh, so like, okay. 7 out of 10. Like Mortal Kombat, Godzilla vs. Kong, I gave them like a 7 out of 10 just because they were fun. If you break them down analytically as movies and the stories they tell, it's not good. So, it's not a great movie, but I had fun watching them.
You know I was going to do it to you. You knew. So I...
Chad, are you trolling us? Chad is trolling. He's trolling. There's no way that's a top three. He's trolling. There's no way. So, maybe that's his bottom three.
Anyway. Marvel to a new level, to the point where I was standing on a stool in the middle of my kitchen screaming like this on a Tuesday or whatever day we went to see it. But it birthed this idea, actually probably part of the reason you ended up doing a podcast, because that's like what really got us into breaking down movies. But give us some ideas, let us know what you think. We're gonna create a grading system.
Ooh, yeah.
So that we, because sometimes we're like, oh yeah, I'd give it an 8, I'd give it a 6, but then if we actually go through each category that we're going to create, like music, costumes, sound, soundtrack would be music, character development, plot, things like that, we realized that the scores would be dramatically different. So A, let us know.
Yeah.
If you would be into it, and B, give us ideas, and C, I said that like I'm a normal guest on here.
You are a normal guest. Mean, I do have an idea, which will probably never happen, but if it did, I'd be very stoked, where I wanted to do a complete MCU rewatch from the beginning, and then we did an episode after each one. Not like a, oh, once every week, just kind of like once whenever we could find time to do it, which we don't have much free time to watch a movie and then record a podcast about it. So we'll see. We'll see. That is one of my goals of the podcast, is to do that.
It's also a
with
goal
you.
To get me to do that.
Yeah, with you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She realized that she hasn't seen some Marvel movies, too. It's not a shame. I was just surprised. Would Endgame be in? It has to be one of your top ones, right?
Okay, so that's what I was getting into. So, for me, it's hard because, like, if I think about, like, movies, like, Shang-Chi is truly in my probably top 5, top 3, but, like, for me, Endgame, I think, that's, wait.
My number one.
Which one was Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. Endgame. So, Endgame for me is hard because not only is the film itself great, but, like, when we went to see it, we saw it twice in Texas, we bought tickets. We were going down to So What Fest.
Yeah.
Shout out to So What Fest.
Yeah. What's up, Mike? He's not watching. That's
no.
Fine.
He's what? Furnace Fest home
over? Yeah, probably, yeah.
So the first night we bought tickets, and we bought airplane tickets, and then we bought movie tickets.
Yeah.
To put it into perspective. We saw it, it was great, wow, incredible. Couldn't really even comprehend what we did. And then before our flight, we took our suitcases with us and went to see it again.
Yep.
To come home. And it was in like a stadium. There's probably like 300 seats in this theater.
It's massive.
At least. And it was like watching the Super Bowl. Everyone's like standing up, yelling, cheering. It was like the most fun experience I've ever had watching a movie. So like, I think either way it would be in my top whatever number. But like, that helped. I don't know what else.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I feel like you need to list all the MCU movies on the wall.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I really like
Which one?
Homecoming, though.
Yeah, Homecoming. I think it's in my top 10. Yeah. I think it's in my top 10. I'm pretty sure. I have to relook at it.
It was the Band-Aid.
Yeah. Or do you mean Far From Home?
Sure.
Far From Home is the one after Endgame.
I don't know names.
That's fine. That's fine. Tyler brought up a lot of people put Black Panther in their top 5. A lot of people do. I personally...
I like Black Panther more than Sean, and I never expected that.
I love that movie, but it suffers very hard from the final act fight. I think the final act fight is not good. It's like it's if you want to talk about bad CGI, that's bad CGI. All right, but Killmonger is an amazing villain.
Yeah, and
so there's this joke. I don't think I've ever talked about this on the podcast. So we saw Black Panther, and then after we talked about, it, I was like, "Oh, did you like it?" And she's like, "Yeah, yeah, it was really, really good." And she's like, "I would have liked it better if Nick Cannon wasn't in it." And I just like stared at her, and I'm like, "Well, good news, he wasn't." So, and she's like, "Oh." Oh, okay. So Michael B. Jordan is not Nick Cannon. Spoiler, guys. Sorry to break that to you. But I mean, you're right. Black Panther is amazing. It's an iconic movie. It was nominated for Best Picture. You can't argue that.
Like, at the time. It's just hard because every time you watch a Marvel movie, it gets better and better. But I feel like also like
true. That is true.
Guardians is so up there for me too.
It's my number
but
four.
Actually, I do like Black Widow.
Black Widow is really good, but it's in the middle for me.
What I wanted Captain Marvel.
And I've said a million times, your gripes about Captain Marvel are very fair. The most things I liked about Captain Marvel are not Captain Marvel. I love the Nick Fury of it. I love the Skrulls of it, and those are my favorite parts. I like that was like a Nick Fury origin story. It's my favorite part about Captain Marvel, not Captain Marvel.
If I understood it more at the time, maybe, but she's a plus.
People love the Nick Cannon story.
Yeah, I don't want to be a meme.
Guardians 1, but I love Guardians 2 way more than most people do.
Yeah,
I think it hit very hard emotionally, and a lot of people overlook that because it's too funny, I guess.
Oh, what,
I
don't daddy know. Issues? Weird.
Yeah. Lots of daddy issues there.
Marvel actually just is daddy issues.
A lot, I mean, especially in Phase 4, they're covering a lot of heavy shit. Loss, like self-acceptance, race. They're going there.
I didn't know where you were going.
I'm just saying they're covering a lot of heavy shit. That's all I'm saying.
Which is why I wanted a little more grit. Literally,
and that's fair. That's
like
fair.
A sprinkle, but I understand why.
I was just wondering what you may would have added.
Personally. I don't know. I feel like.
Because they got that movie got way darker than I thought it would in that third act.
Yeah, I needed that.
I did not expect that. I did not expect soul-sucking creatures and a giant soul-eating dragon to be at the end of that movie. At all.
Really? You didn't?
No. I expected to see that dragon. I didn't know how he was going to play in. I did not expect that those...
I will say, though, having Awkwafina be in two dragon things... kind of fucked me up.
That's fair.
I was like, I don't see Awkwafina and not think of that dragon.
Right. Yo, what's up? 100 gold? Welcome.
I'm trying to sound that out.
The numbers, it's tricky. It's tricky. He, I'm pretty sure he came over from he's big in Dan Fonce's community. Shout out to Dan Fonce, even though he's not listening to this because he probably hasn't seen the movie.
The scene queen in me really appreciates
the numbers for letters. Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Let's get into this first question. I was actually going to bring up the birthdays with this, but Billy Barber tweeted at the Metal Corner's Twitter. If you do not follow the Metal Corner's Twitter, just follow us. Interact with us. Have fun. It's fun stuff.
Twitter is actually just the Metal Corner's app.
Yeah, that's fine. I post a lot of stuff there. But Billy asks, if you could be any mythical creature, what would you be?
So regardless of this movie, I actually do think I would be a dragon.
I was going to say dragon.
Cool.
Dragons.
Like, subscribe.
Dragons are sick. Well, like, I mean that the Ninetale was sick though.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's sick. But like for me, like Asian stuff. I'm year of the dragon, so that's always cool to me. So I was born in 89, which everyone else in 89 is a snake, but people put me in that category, but I'm truly a dragon because the last month of the Asian calendar is January. Yes. So yeah, I like dragons. They cool. I like turtles. They also cool.
They're making a new meme. I like dragons.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Oh, is he trying? Joe's trying to call you out. She just explained this. January is the last month in the calendar year for Chinese years, right?
Mm-mm.
That you said?
What? Yeah, I was too busy training.
Shame, Joe. Joe, are you really going to come at Sam for Asian facts?
Yes, he does all the time. But sometimes he's right. That's,
he goes, shit, you right.
Also, shout out to Wife Swap.
Yes, shout out to Wife Swap. We watched like 3 hours of Wife Swap with Joe last night. And it's wild.
Not shout out to Moe's.
Fuck Moe's. I'm just kidding. I really like Moe's.
But would you be, what kind of dragon? So my zodiac is an earth dragon, but I think, I don't know,
I'm going to be a Lord or a Game of Thrones dragon. I said Lord of the Rings. Ooh, Game of Thrones dragon. I want to be a scary dragon.
Okay.
Is that Ant?
Huh? Ant?
Yo, Ant? Is that Ant? Ant, thanks for the follow. If it's the Ant I'm thinking of. Ooh, a lion. I think so. Unless it's another ant. It could be another ant, I guess.
Shout out to Ant.
What's up, Ant? Thanks for the follow.
But, like, water dragons are really sick.
They are cool. Grave Protector was a water dragon. They
breathe fire and shit. Don't they?
I don't know.
Or is it, like, a super soaker?
I don't really know full dragon rules. I guess it depends.
T-Mobile in the house. Shout out T-Mobile. Oh,
shout out T-Mobile.
T-Mobile Tuesday. Get the app. If you need to hop in Syracuse, go to
Carmelis? Ant, near Movie Tavern.
Wow. Just plug T-Mobile.
Plug. What a plug. And we're not spoiling anything in Game of Thrones, Tyler, but there is dragons. So if that spoiled...
Hang on. Game of Thrones has been out. That's like when Sean got mad at me because he thought I spoiled Naruto.
I wasn't mad, I was just upset.
As Marshall would say, you can't spoil something that's been out for 20 years. Same to you, boy. And also, watch Game of Thrones all at once and you won't be as disappointed.
Yes, we did it. And
we did it. We did it, Joe.
We weren't disappointed. Controversial take on the final season. I get waiting years from that and getting that, because definitely, obviously, it was not the best Game of Thrones season. But... enough about Game of Thrones. We'll get to the next question.
Daenerys? I know
I think they're joking. I think they're trolling.
Tumblr shit with Daenerys and didn't know that they're joking.
Probably. Next questions are from my friend Derek at the Paper Ray Entertainment Podcast. I was on that podcast like a month ago. They're awesome dudes. I'm going to be on again when Titans ends to talk about Titans, which I've very, very, very much been enjoying this season so far. I like Titans a lot this season. I hope they haven't dropped the ball like they have in the first two. We'll see. See, guys, there's things I don't like. I swear. Let's not get into that. Okay, favorite fight scene from the film?
Okay, the choreography.
It's amazing.
In Mom and Dad.
It's good.
The meet cute.
And the callback in the end, too, is nice.
Is incredible. But, I don't know.
I think it might be... I was trying to think about this earlier, too. And
you got to cheat, and you still have an answer.
Part of me wants to say the scaffolding fight, but I think I might like the bus scene better. Maybe.
The bus scene's cool, but I can't...
And the final rings fight is epic, I think.
I'm going to say the scaffolding fight because that's what gets you invested. And it leads to everything. I have no real basis. I just have
Or do you mean the bus?
No, I don't. The bus isn't in my top three. The bus is sick as fuck. The bus is awesome. Maybe also because it was like part of the trailer.
They did do a very good job of showing you just a little bit, and then
shout
the actual
bus guy, who was the same bus guy from Spidey.
Yeah, the guy who do a flip. And do a flip. It's okay. Mm. He has a really high pitched voice in Spider-Man.
Wait, I just realized. Did he try to drive the bus in Spider-Man?
I don't think he's in the... He's just on the street.
Oh, because he's like, last time I tried to drive a bus...
Oh, I kind of wish. And the only time you really see a bus is Far From Home, and they're in Europe.
He could have been in Europe. There was no pandemic.
He could have been. Well, there was no pandemic in the MCU, just, you know,
well, Joe's not
half of the world disappearing.
I feel like, I don't know, they're all good.
Also, did Marvel, like, predict the pandemic and did the blip for us to relate to it?
I'm gonna head out.
Ray just followed. Thanks, Ray.
What? Baby bonk?
Alright, next question. We're going to the next question. What's up with Wong and Abomination?
She's here to troll you for all those years.
That's fine. I can block her in the chat. I have that.
Don't do that.
I can do that. So what's up with Wong and Abomination? We see him fighting in the club. You can tell that they're friends. He calls him by his name, Emil, which his name is Emil Blonsky, Abomination. And there's tying into the end credit scene a lot, or a little bit, it's obvious that it seems like Wong is putting together a new team. It seems like it might be the new Avengers. The only reason I
said he had, like, the prediction is that he had, like, a weekend pass situation.
Yeah, because the last time we heard of Emil, he's been on the Raft, which is run by Thunderbolt Ross, which we saw Clint and okay. Sam and all those people at the end of Civil War in it. Thunderbolt Ross, he was the old guy in Black Widow in the beginning that was trying to hunt down Natasha.
I'm gonna say yes so we can move on.
All right. But he's in the Raft. He's in a high security prison. But we didn't see him when we saw everyone else in Civil War. When we saw like Sam and Clint and all those people in the and we also saw Zemo in the same place.
I was in.
You were in the Raft? Yeah. Oh yes. The new Captain America over here. So yeah, it seems like they're somehow letting him train with Wong and throw bets to get money.
I do have something to input here. So any nerd in the chat, wasn't Shang-Chi actually part of the Secret Avengers? So is that what Wong's putting together? Does it actually matter? Sean's face says no.
Yeah, because they never follow the comics, so.
What better way to surprise people?
I mean, yeah, I just don't see them putting Shang-Chi in, like, a Secret Avengers. But maybe. They could. It's not the first time I've predicted something that's been wrong. I've done it a lot. So.
That's true.
I think it might be the new Avengers with Carol and Bruce being involved with it. And it would make sense that Wong would be the recruiter because he can, you know, portal his way to where the fuck he wants at any given time. So I think that... I think we're going to get more answers on Abomination in She-Hulk. He's in it, so I would imagine.
Are y'all excited for She-Hulk? Because I'm meh about it. I know I'll like it when I'm, like, there.
I've seen some of Orphan Black, which Tatiana Maslany is in, and she's amazing in that. So that's why I'm excited for it. And she breaks the fourth wall. Did it before Deadpool.
Like that show?
Yeah, she's like the star of it.
Sold their stuff at the store.
Yep. It's a cool show. I wish I need to watch more of it. It's pretty cool. I think I watched the first season. That was a long time ago.
You're on. I only have enough room in my head right now.
Ava's a Tatiana Maslany stan over here.
She stans many.
So I was going to say, not a big
surprise. I only have enough room in my head for Tokyo Revengers right now, and there's a hole in my heart. We finished that today. Ray, I finished!
It's sad. I'm so mad. I was like, is that the last episode? She's like, yes. And I was like, fuck.
I just looked at you and I was like.
I love that show, though. It's a great show. But we'll find out more about that. And I think we'll find out more about Bruce, because Bruce is a fucking human now, which is crazy. Because last time we saw him, he was Smart Hulk. Which could be deleting some more crazy Hulk shit. Because I know people are very pissed about Hulk. And we never got a crazy World Breaker Hulk and whatever. You can be mad about it all you want, I guess. We don't know what's coming in the future. And he's still a player in the MCU. So don't judge it before we get all the story, guys. Come on. People get too worked up about stuff, including me. But I think that's what's up with them. I think Wong's forming a new team. It might be... might just be the new Avengers.
Wait.
Or Avengers 2.0 or whatever it might be.
So obviously, like, Awkwafina's in it.
I mean, they brought her with her, so I guess.
Well, he said things are whatever.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. Ominous thing saying that you're both in the.
Yeah.
You know what is she gonna do? She just learned how to shoot a bow and arrow.
And they're gonna have Kate Bishop, who's actually good at shooting arrows.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was just thinking that I was like, I'm gonna be like, interested to see. Is she gonna get like a
Stark powered?
I don't know.
Fingers, like.
I was just thinking, I wonder what it's going to be like when it's like an Avenger level movie. Is she just going to take a back seat, or is she like actually going to be in it with everyone?
Is she going to have like
a... Katie is new. It, totally MCU made. Not is in the she... comics. Yeah.
I thought she was in the comics too.
Mm-hmm. No Katie. Mm. Made for the movie and the MCU. I mean, I didn't either, but I knew that. Someone interviewed her and asked her like what it was
second,
like.
I had a theory that instead, Katie was gonna end up with a sister as a love interest.
Ooh.
I told you that.
That's actually another question we have in here that we'll go into that one.
I thought I told you that in the theater.
No.
Oh, so you just did that thing where you're like, uh-huh.
Or I didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, she's gonna end up with a sister when she's like, I like your pants.
Oh, yeah, but Derek also asked, did you like that Katie and Shang's relationship was more platonic rather than romantic?
I don't think it's defined yet.
And you're right, it's not. But it definitely...
I thought it would be cool.
It definitely did not need the romance in this movie.
No, that would have taken too much.
Way away from the entire
movie. Well, I mean, it did have romance, just not with them.
Joe made a good point. Think she's going to be a wacky one-liner sidekick like Darcy. Kat Dennings.
Oh, I was going to say Kat Dennings. I really don't know people's names, I told you.
Darcy Lewis.
And I love Kat Dannings.
Kat Dannings. See what happens? You misspeak see, I just threw that. Going back to the cage fighting, what two MCU characters would you like to see in a cage fight? I have not thought about this. I have not thought about it on purpose, because I want to try and think of a good one.
Captain Marvel and Black Widow, and I'm actually serious.
She would fucking kill Natasha. She's like a god, basically.
I don't care. I just want to see Scarlett Jo. Oh, she's not.
And she's also anymore. Dead. ScarJo's fucking dead corpse versus Captain Marvel.
Wow, did they predict she was going to fuck up? If we're getting into your theories of Marvel predicting everything, threw her off that fucking cliff, and then maybe. She threw herself off the Twitter cliff.
Rob's a good one. Which Cap, though? It has to be Steve Rogers' Cap, right? Because I think T'Challa would probably whoop fucking Sam's ass.
Can I do Ant-Man and Quicksilver?
Ooh. I mean, we technically don't have Quicksilver.
I don't understand. I just say Marvel.
That'd be fun, though.
Yeah, see, you're welcome.
Like a fast guy versus a small guy?
Isn't he?
They revealed that he wasn't actually Quicksilver. Or he wasn't that same person. Which I think they're going to retroactively fix. But we'll see.
This hurts my brain. Yeah, Wanda and Captain Marvel?
Wanda and Captain Marvel would be a good one.
I just really want to see her get her ass kicked.
We can watch the latest episode of What If, her and Thor fight. It kind of goes back and forth. Like, he wins one, she wins one. It is fun to watch them fight, though.
Wait, I had an idea, and then I forgot it.
I think, like, I want Bucky to fight someone. Let me think of who
might
want Bucky to fight. I mean, yeah.
That's so she can see.
Yeah.
She actually just wants two Buckys.
Two Buckys fighting. So, Bucky versus John Walker.
I feel like attitude-wise, it'd be Bucky and Hawkeye.
Yeah, but Bucky would whoop Hawkeye's ass.
He's got stabby things. He has a little bit of a chance.
But he's a trained assassin. And he's got super soldier serum and a fucking vibranium arm.
Ooh, can we put Blade in the cage? Blade in the cage.
I guess we could put Blade in the cage. So Bucky versus himself? Unprogrammed Bucky versus programmed Bucky? I think he would lose to Winter Soldier Bucky. To be fair, Blade would be sick against.
Who? Okay, let's. Okay, who would you put against Spider-Man?
Ooh, against Spider-Man.
We should create a bracket.
Ooh, we should create a bracket and have people vote on it.
Yes,
we're gonna do this.
I really am the brains behind all this.
She is. She's way smarter than me. Way smarter than me.
Delete by 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Live. Ooh. Who's on the wall? Spider-Man. Ooh, wait, can I have,
We kind of saw Bucky versus Spider-Man. A little. A taste. Daredevil, but full-out cage match. We don't have Daredevil yet, but that would be a good one. Technically. Hopefully we get him. We get Charlie Cox back. Daredevil versus Shang-Chi would be fucking dope. It's a good call. Finn Jones. Iron Fist versus Shang-Chi. No, Shang-Chi would kick fucking Finn Jones' ass. I was hoping we'd see him in the movie. But we didn't. I don't think we're going to see him.
What about...
Actually, I have a theory that this movie is going to make it so Iron Fist does not come in the MCU, at least for a while. Because they did all the same shit. Ta Lo is a pocket universe just like Kun Lung. Heart of a Dragon.
I feel like they would just end up hugging me,
though. Yeah, they would end up hugging. I would like to say a full fight.
They would be like, yo, do you want to go do karate in the garage? You'd be guacamole. Like, that's what would happen. However, I am not against more Paul Rudd.
Oh, I'll take all the Paul Rudd.
Ooh, wait.
Spider-Man versus Valkyrie Bucky in...
Versus somebody? Because isn't she now New Ragnarok's, like, Rita? Wait, time out. I need Nebula in the cage.
Ooh, against who?
I don't know. I just need her in the cage.
Valkyrie would be cool against Captain Marvel, but I think still think Captain Marvel would win. Which kind of sucks.
There's too many characters. I need a pull-down chart.
That'd be a long list.
We could install one.
We could.
Who's on the wall? I know it's like not too, I need Wolverine against somebody too.
Yeah.
Wait, who would we put against Deadpool?
You can't kill him.
It's not a cage match to the death.
Blade versus Deadpool.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Sword versus sword.
Ooh, wait. Who would y'all put against Doctor Strange?
Wanda, which we're gonna see in 2 months. It's gonna be sick. Multiverse of Madness.
How do you have so much time?
I don't know. I can listen to stuff while I work.
I actually think you just, like, plug yourself into the computer.
I actually live in the Matrix. I live in the Matrix.
Ooh.
I am Vision.
Neo.
Neo versus Wanda. That'd be good. That'd be good.
Oh, I just took a weird turn.
Okay, next one. This also ties into the first post-credit scene. Thoughts on the alien origins of the rings? Yeah, what the fuck is that beacon calling to? A lot of people have thought maybe it's the emergence they talk about in the trailer of Eternals. But do you really think they're going to pay it off that soon? They might, but...
Okay, so who's in the Eternals?
Like actors?
No, like characters.
All new. Basically.
How about...
It's like the Eternals. You know, half of the Game of Thrones cast, Angelina Jolie.
What's that Adam guy?
Adam Warlock?
Yeah, where'd he go?
He's gonna come in Volume 3, probably. Guardians Volume 3.
Sure.
Well, they teased him in Volume 2. The cocoon post-credits scene.
It's Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck and Darcy got married in the last episode in Vegas.
I have no need to watch the show now.
It was a weird episode. It was really weird. It's been kind of a weird series, but it's been okay.
Andrew W.K.
Kind of made me think of that. I was like, Howard the Duck and Andrew W.K. Kind of see the parallels, I guess.
Wait. What could it actually be? I don't think my brain has enough power to...
I mean, it could be Galactus or something, maybe. It could be... There's an alien race. It's like the... It's not Chitauri, because those are the ones... The Shi'ar or something. They have to do with, like, the Skrull and Kree War. I know they get involved in that nonsense in the comics. It could be something like that. It could be something totally new. I think it's going to end up being whatever causes the next, like, Avengers-level team-up movie to happen. Like, Avengers 5 is going to be because of whatever this rings are calling to. Because I just find it very weird, because they play the long game. They don't play the short game. Mm-hmm. So if they're like, hey, this beacon, oh, the Eternals. Because I guess it could be possibly the Eternals or Celestials created the rings, because we never found out the true origin of them. But again, I don't see them paying it off that soon. That's not, it's very un-Marvel.
This question is above my pay grade.
Do you guys have any ideas? Let me know. Let me know in the chat if you have any ideas to wear these rings, because that's all I've been thinking about is what it could be, and I have no idea. I have no.
The Olympics.
Ooh, they could have. Those are actually the Olympic rings.
Is it where Loki somewhere?
That was just time stuff, not really alien stuff.
Time stuff, alien stuff. Huh?
Mao Dong Suk coming into Marvel? Who's that? Who is this? Can you elaborate on this?
Can you
Google
on that?
Can we Google this? Oh, he's playing what's his face? What's he playing? The Eternals. I'm not familiar with this guy, to be honest. Oh yeah, he was in Train to Busan. I know people have talked very highly of him. Oh, he's Gilgamesh in The Eternals. I know very little of The Eternals also. I know a lot of people don't know a lot. Other than answer it for me. Thank you. Other than people being like, oh, they have different abilities, blah 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 blah. And I kind of know the base knowledge. Like one is a speedster, and Angelina Jolie's character, Athena, who is actually the cousin of Thanos. I don't know if they'll keep that from the comics. We'll see, I guess. Can create weapons from like your energy. Fastos is like the inventor and stuff like that. But we'll learn more in less than a month, or a little over a month, when The Eternals comes out. I'm very excited about it. It looks very sci-fi epic, and I'm very, very into sci-fi epic-y stuff. Okay. That's why I like Loki. It was like a weirdo sci-fi show. I was very, very into that. Do you want to plug Kraken before we get in this? Thank you again to the
now?
End of this.
Plug it in now.
Yeah, plug it now.
Hello. Do you like stickers? I like stickers.
She loves stickers.
Do you like anime? I like anime.
She loves anime.
Do you like supporting local? I like supporting local. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? I don't. Okay. So, shout out to Kevin Weewoo, our boy at Kraken. I'm gonna read because I can't memorize stuff. So it's about to be the 1 year anniversary drop. Consists of designs from when Kraken was first opened, so it drops 1 through 3, 25 plus stickers that are new, and over 100 designs in stock. Drops this Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern, because, you know, Metal Corner is worldwide. The entire store is going to be 50% off until midnight. We do weekly, or I don't, Kevin Weewoo does. Weekly drops of new stickers and plans on adding some apparel in the future. Or something like that. I read that now.
Is your code Sam Kraken?
It is Kraken Sam, husband.
Kraken Sam. Oh, I almost had it. So I just dropped the link in the chat. You can use the code Kraken Sam. And if you are listening to this after the fact, not live, I will drop the link and the code in the description.
This little baby Gojo, oop, or going mirrored.
Adorable.
Could be yours.
Adorable.
Bulbasaur, could be yours.
Bulba. That's my Bulbasaur.
Sean, could be yours.
That's not
Charmander, true. Could be yours. For the squad, we got Tokyo Revengers. Toman, forever. Some more Jujutsu Kaisen. You get the drift. But the stickers are actually super nice quality, car safe. Weather safe, very pretty.
Very pretty.
Gets you 10 points on your credit score. I don't know.
Yes. Also helps your credit
score.
It'll
lower your cholesterol.
It's good for the soul.
Stickers are good for the soul.
And it's krakenprince.us. That's the link.
And at krakenprince on Instagram. Kev, drop your links.
Yes, at krakenprince on Instagram.
Mikey is king. Is god.
I love Mikey.
And I think some of the drop, like, we got some Rock Lee, some Dr. Stone.
Ooh, Dr. Stone.
There's so many characters running around in my brain between Marvel and anime. I need a...
Half of the ones you post, I have no idea what they are, to be honest. I'm like, I don't know those from.
That's why we ask Marshall, but don't use his code. I have to dethrone him.
Use Sam's code. Kevin's drops some links.
He's bowling right now.
Oh.
Oh, look, we got links. technology.
We got a link. Now, links in the chat. And again, if you're listening to this afterwards, I will put the links in the description so you can click it there.
I'd also like to plug that our boy draws these. That's like so sick.
Yeah, they are very sick. I'm jealous of your drawing talent. I can't do that shit.
I think you should do a Metalcore Nerds Cracking collab of some persuasion, whether it be pod or stickies or shirts or...
Let's do this. Talk to me, Kevin. I'm interested. Let's do it. I'm down.
See, I'm Mephisto.
Mephisto.
It just makes me sound like a wrestler, and now I hate my life.
Well, Fuji gets excited. Do not shame Fuji, Ava. I don't appreciate that.
No, he's been freaking out because he could hear my voice through the...
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, my son cares. Hi, Fuji. Wow, spelled hero's name wrong.
Yeah, sick. Sick. But another thing I wanted to bring up with that post-credit scene. Your favorite person, Captain Marvel, has long hair now. Which makes me think...
Medium length?
Because her hair was really short in Endgame. So this has to take place at, like, close to a year after Endgame, right? For her hair to be that long?
Yeah, because they were talking about the blip.
Well, I mean, yeah, we know this took place post-blip.
We know, but we forget, okay?
But I'm saying it has to take, like, place, like, almost, like, a year after that. So it might take place right before, like, when Hawkeye happens, because Hawkeye seems to be the Christmas, well, the second Christmas after the blip, or Endgame, because Endgame is in October 2025 or 2023, and then Far From Home takes place in 2024, so is Falcon and Winter Soldier. Yeah, so I'm thinking it kind of takes place more of in the fall or summer of 2024, which could be the furthest we've seen in the timeline so far, possibly.
We could probably sit until down and actually do the math, because they met in Tello in 1996.
Yeah, but they never really say,
like, when they started aging.
Yeah. That's like the hard... It could tell us the year, but it has to be 2024. There's no way it couldn't be. Because there's no way her hair...
Probably says it.
I don't think it does, because people talk about it. Oh. I'm just curious. No one's just talking about her hair. It's like it must have taken place way after. But we're going to talk about the second post-credit scene. And my friend JVD from the Villains Demand Network, shout out to the In Nerd Circle. On Twitter.
I like this question. I read it on Twitter.
It's a very, very good question.
It's the
Metalcore Nerds app Twitter. He asked, is Xia Lang a villain? By the end of the movie, her hidden motive was to take over the Ten Rings. It seems during the Raid of the Fight Club that she knew that she needed Shang-Chi to overthrow Wen Wu, and that's why she went back to help him rather than leave him hanging out to dry. She did save Katie, so shout out to her for that.
Yeah, that's her new boo.
If that happens, I would be okay with it.
We're progressive as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Me either.
I feel like she doesn't know yet, to be fair.
Yeah, it seems like more of she's just kind of taking it. Obviously, she took it over, but I don't know if she's going to use it kind of for good.
She was supposed to go destroy it,
right? Well, it was more. Yeah, she was supposed to shut down operations, is what Shang-Chi said.
Instead, she just
grabbed
some, like, spray paint.
Yeah, a ton of spray paint, actually.
Got her girlies.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Hit the gym.
And I'm interested to see if it's going to be... I would guess it'd probably be, like, a series. Like, we're going to get, like, a 10-ring series.
That's what I think. Something, and someone, like, chewed me out, and I was like, you want to leave?
People get crazy about stuff, so... But I think a series would be better than a movie. We get a follow-up. It's, like, in between... When we get Shang-Chi 2.
Like shows in the early 90s that would be on like Saturdays.
Yeah.
In the afternoon on like the WB.
WB, yeah.
Yeah, like those, I don't remember. It would be on like after Acapulco Heat, whatever that fucking show is. Like that's what I see.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And I do have a theory that...
They're going to go to Acapulco?
They could, but that the person... Siri.
Siri doesn't understand you.
That doesn't. That the person Sharon Carter was calling at the end of the Falcon Winter Soldier could be Xia Lang.
Ooh, I like the Siri. I could
get some like underground, underworld girl crime gang. Maybe.
But isn't Sharon? Got it. Gotcha.
Yeah, she evil. I mean, not evil, but not good.
She hasn't decided.
Not definitely not good. She killed fucking Carly. She killed Carly. I mean, and Backtrack the Leaper, and who knows who else.
The bots.
She killed some people. I guess that's. But I would like if they were kind of. She was actually like Xiling was the boss of Sharon Carter. Like if she was actually like the power broker, or something like that.
She does have a cool chair for
her. Very cool chair. Very cool chair. No, I think that's it, unless you want to add anything more, if anyone else has any questions they want to shoot in the chat for us to answer. We kind of covered the whole movie, I think. Well, not, you know.
No, we didn't. We
not
didn't
really not beat by beat. But
the best.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, how can we not talk about the original Mandarin?
Oh, Ben Kingsley?
Yeah, like how...
Trevor Slattery?
I mean, I guess no one needs questions answered, but like...
That's good. No, that's a good point to bring that up. No, I did not.
I didn't because I never got that far.
Oh, yeah. So, a lot of people are Iron Man 3 haters because they did the bait and switch with the Mandarin.
He's got to break it down, boys. You guys are doomed.
Because a lot of people hated the Mandarin switch. But I can't remember which movie. I think it was Thor the Dark World. They used to release these Marvel one-shots, and they were like 10 to 15 minute like mini movies. And one was All Hail the King. And it's where someone who goes to make a documentary about Trevor Slattery and him fronting as the Mandarin and the leader of the Ten Rings. And it ends up being someone from the Ten Rings saying, you stole his name and he wants it back, blah, blah, blah. Confirming that there was always a different leader of the Ten Rings. And they go into it to make fun of it. That's the whole connection that he performed in front of Wen Wu and won him over. And instead of executing him, he's his new actor for hire or whatever. And even Wen Wu talks about it at the dinner scene about how they used to call me a chicken dish, basically. The Mandarin. Orange chicken dish.
The way he says, an orange.
Also, it's a very cool note that Tony Leung, this is his first American movie ever.
Yeah, really I feel cool. Like there's a lot of those. Oh, actually, let's get into that.
What?
As I am punching my Asian card as being on this podcast. To anyone, this is a PSA. This is a public SAM announcement.
Ooh.
Good. Someone was like, hey, actually, we won't call it, but someone actually sent me this, and it was, they were, like, asking my perspective, which was, like, nice that they were just trying to, like, get different opinions, but they sent me a screenshot of somebody else, and they're like, oh, I really wish, you know, this didn't have to be, like, the Asian movie, or, like, why couldn't it just be an Asian superhero with, like, a mixed bag or like a bunch of diverse cast people. How are you going to go into ancient times in a martial arts film and not have an Asian cast? The only like gripe people have that I could maybe understand is that there were like some issues with Mandarin accents, which is literally why I quit trying to speak Vietnamese, because I just don't have the accent for it anymore, and that's like the only thing I could get behind. But like, this is a really cool moment for my peeps.
Was it that I wonder if they had the problem with the people who were actually Asian American? Like,
no, it was like
Simu Liu is Asian American.
It was different.
And like Awkwafina,
like I don't know, people from Hong Kong or something was one of them. I don't remember, but like different dialects, because like. Even in Vietnam, like, you can tell if a person's from the north or from the south.
Oh, that's fair. I mean, I did think it was cool that, and it made perfect sense with the movie that they spoke Mandarin in it. Yes, I know he's Canadian, but he's half Asian. God damn it, Ava. okay.
We just got Ava spoiled.
Yeah, classic. But that is,
only thing I could give anybody complaining
about something like that. But they'd be like,
really did their work, because that's the other thing too, is like taking this on from the comics was like a huge deal in general. Also, like the character was originally DC.
Was he?
Kind of.
Or the Master of Kung Fu, probably.
Yeah, like they took that, renamed him.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude's dad was Fu Manchu. Like, big yikes. So Marvel had a lot of Control Z to do with this one.
Yeah.
So they really, they did their work, and I think it shows.
I really want the newest comic run, Shang-Chi comic run. People have been talking very highly about it, but I want to read it once I finish Dune in like 10 years. I'm at like 100, all right?
Out of like 700.
Yeah, but the first movie doesn't cover the whole book, I don't think.
You hope.
I do hope. I mean, I actually
would come home and Sean will just look be looking real defeated. I'm like, oh, what page are you on? 17?
It's such a long book, but it's really cool. It's interesting. I'm trying to finish it before the movie. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to try.
You have 22 days.
No,
you have 25 days.
That doesn't make it much better. But me saying is this as a fucking white guy, so it's not like my opinion really matters on this, but a lot of people are like, oh, about time they did this and stuff like that. But you can't like force diverse movies because then it's just going to be not good.
I don't.
Like, if they made this like 10 years ago, it would not be as good as it is now.
No, it wouldn't have been as good. But I think it's not like the diverse thing. It's just the representation.
Yeah,
making sure, I think, like, the whole backlog.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like, imagine Black Panther if half the cast was white. They had the one, Martin Freeman or whatever is in it, but he's just, like, a very small part in it. I mean, and Andy Serkis is in it, but he wasn't a Wakandan. He was a villain.
Wakandan. It's just funny.
I think it is Wakandan, isn't it?
Ask Ava, she'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, she would know.
It
was an expert in Wakanda.
I don't know, but like, for me, it's cool because, like, so I grew up and all I had was, for a while, all I had was Pocahontas, and we all know that has issues, but that was like the closest princess that I looked like, so I had to like cling to her. And then we got Mulan, and then we got like the mouthy dragon Mushu in Mulan, and then we got bits and pieces here and there, and it's just like
even growing Mulan up, is kind of problematic.
The original. What I'm talking about. But like, it's cool to just see culture because unless you're in my immediate friend group, a lot of people don't actually know how Asian I am.
I witnessed it.
And the VHS proves I got receipts, y'all.
It's true. I've been over here for Christmas when her mom was practicing choir. Wow.
Oh, Sean's first Christmas with us was fun.
I was
drunk, sat in an empty hot tub while
watched Steven Universe.
Choir. Did we?
Yeah.
While Steven Universe
was singing, yeah, for the church.
So then, like, no one liked Mulan, the live action, because there wasn't the stupid dragon.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, like, I just wanted to, like, go take lessons. Like, that was so fucking cool to me. So
yeah.
We had, like, we also need to go back to the fact that, like, even though it's, like, Shang-Chi, like, this is actually a girl power movie.
Oh, 100%. So much girl power in this movie.
I got nothing. We just sound like a bunch of PC warriors right now. I got nothing.
I mean, whatever.
Everyone went to bed.
Yeah. It's a really good movie. I like the movie. Top 5. Mm-hmm. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for joining us live. If you did, big thanks to my wife, Sam, for bringing in the numbers.
I really did. Yo, I got us.
I think it was the most viewed, probably, of Twitch streams
yeah,
for me.
My friends are real ones. Shout out to
my
friends.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hype Trains 4 and 3.
Yeah, Hype Trains. Cool. Yeah, thank you very much for all the new followers and all the subscriptions and all that shit.
Let us know what I should actually do on the podcast, because
rewatch.
It took a long time to get me on.
It did, but now you did it.
We did it, Joe.
We did it. And if you're listening to this not live, thank you for coming back. And if you're new to it because you want to hear Sam talk about Marvel movies,
to this live, I'm so sorry.
Why?
I'm so awkward.
Live and recorded is not going to be any different. Joe with a thumbs up, classic Joe.
It's not blue.
Can you change that to blue, dude? But awesome. But thank you again.
Also, leave ideas for Sean's Halloween costume.
I think I'm just gonna be an Akatsuki member. Probably.
Okay.
It's It's easy. It'll be cool. I can just wear an Akatsuki whenever I want.
Oh, I should have opened it and pretended to be you.
Oh, well, we can do that later.
Bye, nerds.
We'll do it again. Can you do that again? We'll sign off. Okay, anyway, thank you guys again. We'll see you next week with me talking about something else in pop culture.
Ray would like to know what Akatsuki.
I don't know yet.
Generic white boy Akatsuki.
Yeah, the white Akatsuki member. I guess that would be Hido. I don't know. Hit him with the bye, nerds.
This is Sean Mutz and not Sean Mutz signing off. Bye, nerds. I don't know.
That was sure. We'll be right back.